This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey there, awesome humans. Rachel Cotter here, your friendly guide through the jungle of digital distractions and screen addiction. If you're feeling like a hamster on a wheel, constantly scrolling but getting nowhere, well, you're in the right place. Today we're tackling the beast that haunts us all, procrastination. You know that sneaky little gremlin that whispers sweet nothings about taking a quick break while secretly devouring your entire afternoon? Yeah, we're taking it down. Because let's be real, life is too short to waste on endlessly hitting snooze on our dreams and goals. Now, before you roll your eyes and say, Rachel, easy for you to say, you're probably a productivity ninja, hear me out. Even I have those moments where my brain turns into mush and the laundry pile seems like Mount Everest. But the difference is, I've learned a few tricks over the years to keep that procrastination monster at bay. And trust me, these aren't your typical make-a-to-do list cliches. We're diving deep, exploring the psychology behind procrastination, and uncovering some seriously cool strategies that actually work. So buckle up, my friends. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you slay the procrastination dragon and become the productivity powerhouse you were born to be. 1. Understand your procrastination style. It's not just laziness, folks. There are actual types of procrastinators. Some avoid tasks they find boring, others fear failure, and some just crave instant gratification. Figure out your own style. Are you a perfectionist procrastinator who waits for the perfect moment that never comes? Or are you a deadline-driven hero who thrives under pressure? Once you know your enemy, you can start strategizing against it. 2. Break it down, baby. Ever stare at a mountain of work and feel like crying? Yeah, me too. But here's the secret. That mountain becomes much less intimidating when you break it into smaller, manageable chunks. Instead of write a blog post, think, brainstorm 5 topics, then outline my introduction. Celebrate each mini victory along the way. It's like leveling up in your favorite video game, except this time you get real rewards like a sense of accomplishment and maybe even a few cookies. 3. Embrace the power of just 5 minutes. This is gold, people. When faced with a daunting task, tell yourself you'll only do it for 5 minutes. Often, once you get started, the momentum carries you forward. You might find yourself saying, okay, I'll just keep going for another 10, and before you know it, you've conquered that beast. 4. Banish distractions like a boss. Social media, emails, that cute cat video, they're always bring sweet nothings to your attention span. But remember, those distractions are like the siren song of procrastination leading you further away from your goals. Turn off notifications, put your phone in another room, yes, really, and create a dedicated workspace where focus reigns supreme. 5. Reward yourself like the rock star you are. Don't forget to celebrate your wins. When you accomplish something, big or small, treat yourself to something you enjoy, a walk in nature, a delicious snack, that new book you've been eyeing. Positive reinforcement is key to building those productivity habits for the long haul. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're finally tackling that project you've been putting off for weeks. You've set aside a chunk of time, silenced your phone, and are laser-focused on getting things done. The words start flowing, ideas spark, and before you know it, you're making real progress. And the best part? You feel amazing. That sense of accomplishment, that surge of confidence, it's addictive, isn't it? Remember, overcoming procrastination isn't about becoming a robotic productivity machine. It's about finding strategies that work for you, honoring your energy levels, and celebrating the wins along the way. So, my amazing listeners, what are you waiting for? Let's make today the day we conquer our procrastination demons and unlock our full potential. Share this episode with a friend who needs a productivity boost, leave a review if it resonated with you, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends. And remember, you got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.